This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2021. I'm Father Alexis, and we are reading through the Scriptures each day of the year using the Orthodox Study Bible. Today is day 271 of our readings, and it's September 28. So today we will be reading from Isaiah chapter 27, Psalm 76, verses 1 through 10, Proverbs chapter 15, verses 33 through 38, and Galatians chapter 6. Now to the readings. Let's begin. Isaiah chapter 27. In that day, God will bring his holy, great, and strong sword upon the fleeing dragon serpent, the perverse dragon serpent that flees, and he shall destroy the dragon. In that day there shall be a beautiful vineyard, and a desire to begin a hymn against a city. I am a strong city, a besieged city. I water it in vain, for it shall be taken at night, and its wall shall fall by day. There is no woman who has not taken hold of it. Who will appoint me to guard straw in a field? I rejected it because of this enemy. For that very reason, therefore, the Lord God did all the things he ordered. I am burned down. Those who dwell in it will cry out, "Let us make peace with him. Let us make peace." Those who come are the children of Jacob. Israel shall bud and put forth flowers, and the inhabited earth shall be filled with its fruit. As he struck, shall he not be thus struck? As he slew, shall he not be thus slain? Fighting and denouncing, he shall send them away. Did you not think with a harsh spirit about killing them in a spirit of anger? Therefore the lawlessness of Jacob will be removed, and this is his blessing when I take away his sin. When they make all the stones of the altars beaten like fine dust, their trees do not remain, and their idols shall be cut down like a distant forest. The flock that dwelt there shall be left like an abandoned flock, and for a long time the field will be for pasture, and their flocks shall lie down to rest. And after a time, there will be nothing green in it because of the withering. Come here, you women who come from that site, for it is a people of no understanding. Therefore, he who made them will have no compassion on them, neither he who formed them, and he will show them no mercy. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will close it from the channel of the river to the brook of Egypt, and you will gather the sons of Israel one by one. So it shall be in that day that they shall blow the great trumpet, and the lost ones in the country of the Assyrians and in Egypt will come, and they shall worship the Lord on the holy mountain in Jerusalem. Psalm 76, verses 1 through 10. With my voice I cried to the Lord, with my voice to God, and he gave heed to me. In the day of my affliction I sought out God, with my hands before him by night, and I was not deceived. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was glad. I complained, and my spirit became discouraged. I stayed awake through all the watches of the night. I was troubled and did not speak. I thought of the days of old, and I remembered the eternal years, and I meditated. By night I communed with my heart, and my spirit searched. Will the Lord cast me off unto the ages? And will he be favorable no more? Or will he cut off his mercy completely from generation to generation? Or will God forget to be merciful? Or will he in his wrath withhold his mercies? Proverbs chapter 15, verses 33 through 38. God is far from the ungodly, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. Better is a small yield with the righteous than abundant fruits with the unrighteous. Let the heart of a man think righteous things, that he may make his steps straight under God. The eye that beholds good things gladdens the heart, but a good report enriches the bones. He who rejects instruction hates himself, but he who gives heed to reproofs loves his soul. The fear of God is instruction and wisdom, and the beginning of glory will respond to it. Galatians chapter 6. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. See with what large letters I have written to you with my own hand. As many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, these would compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For not even those who are circumcised keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised, that they may boast in your flesh. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but a new creation. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. As we finish St. Paul's letter to the Galatians today, we hear that familiar verse, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." While this means we should care for others, it doesn't mean that we should needlessly try to burden others, but as Christians, we will need to support and encourage our brothers and sisters, and it's not always easy. St. Moses of Optina said, "You must bear the spiritual infirmities of your brother gladly and without annoyance. For when someone is physically ill, we are not only not annoyed with him, but we are exemplary in our care of him. We should also set an example in cases of spiritual illness." The reason I think that it's harder to care for the spiritual infirmities of others than physical infirmities is because we tend to be judgmental. When someone is physically injured, we see that injury as something separate from the person. But when someone is spiritually injured, suffering from various passions, such as envy or anger or greed or gossip, we tend to identify that injury with the person. And so while we judge the passion is wrong or inappropriate or unhealthy, We let this also define the person, which then affects our relationship with that person. Bearing others' burdens is partially, anyway, a struggle to bear with their sins, their failings, their shortcomings. It's a recognition that we have our own shortcomings and we really want others to bear with ours. It's also a recognition of what Christ did for us, bearing everything for us, bearing the cross for us. He did this out of his love for us. We are called to do the same and love. And if we can't do it completely without annoyance, at least keeping the annoyance quiet and loving nonetheless until we can love joyfully. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.